We are learning Masech the Saita Daf Mem Tes Amabez, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Baram Mem Tes Amaral. But Pumashah Aspayanus Gozu al Ataris Chasanim. They were geyser by the siege of Aspasianus because of the Tsaros of Klai, so they're geyser that a Chasan should not wear a special Atara. Used to wear a special Atara because of Simcha, they wore a special crown. Bala Irus, but Pumashah Titus. And on the Irus, Bapoma Shotitus means the Irus is a type of musical instrument, we'll see in the Gemara, that after, by the second siege of Titus, there were guys around that. There were guys on Ataras Chasan of Iris, and Bapoma Shotitus, Gozu Ataras Kalis, Shlemas Bar Yavonis. It means the first siege of Aspasianus, there were guys on Ataras Chasanim, Vala Iris. No more music with a special Kaili called the Irus, and there was no more Ataras Chasanim. And Puma Shaltitus Gozru Alataris Kalois Vishlayimat Adam Espino Yivanis. And they shouldn't, a person should not teach his child Yivanis. But Puma Saakroin Gozru Shloitse Hakalo Bapirim Sutakir. And in the Puma Saakroin, there were Gozer Shloitse Hakalo Bapirion Betoy Chair. That they should not go out in a special carriage. They used to take out the kala in a special carriage. There was a lot of simcha. They stopped all those. So it means there was three levels. There was Pumashal Svayonis, and the guys, the guys are on a certain crown of the Chasanim and the Irus. Pumashal Titos, the guys are Taras Kalais, and you should, that's the kala's crown, and you shouldn't teach your children Yivanis, which we'll see means Chachmas Yivanis, a certain special language that they taught the noblemen. And the last pumas, the geyser, a kala should not go out in a special carriage. Rabbi Hesenu hit Tirush, takes a kala of Pirim Zachir, and Meiser, Rabbi Hesenu hit Matir, that in the city, Al Tznius, she could go out in the carriage. Now, what's the pumas of Titus? The Pashasha means that after Aspionis got the news that he's going to become the Kaiser, the Titus became the general, and that was the second siege. But Rashi says something about the Shehevi, Hurkunis, and Astrubulus, Achiv. He's talking about the civil war between the two brothers, Chashmonai brothers, Hurkunis and Astrubulus. And he says that L'chaira was like 100 years before the Churban. So Rashi a little bit shver. So the Mashal speaks out. The Rashi means to say is that civil war was the catalyst for Titus to be able to come into power. But Rashi says that the Pumash of Titus is talking about something earlier on, the war between the two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, that they had a fight and there was a siege. We'll see when we learn the Gemara Beis about that. That's what Rashi learns. But Pumash of Titus means the second siege of the Romans. So, Rameya died. It was Batal, the Moishle Mishalim, the ones who had, Rameyer had a power of saying Mishalim and to explain the Chachma through his Mishalim. Mishmeis ben Azai, Batal Shakdonim. After ben Azai was Nifter, Batal the Shakdonim, which are the Masmidim, the people who learned the whole day. We know ben Azai, it could be for some reason he never got married, or he got married and got divorced. He was a Shaykh al Torah all his life. Mishmeis ben Zayma, Batal Adarshanim. The Darshanim who were Baki in Taimei HaMikrois, like it says, we say in the Agadah, Lo Yizechisi Shetoime Yitzis Mitzrayim Balaylos, Ashadarsha Ben Zoyma, he was very big in drushes. So when he died, all the Darshanim, we don't have Darshanim that level anymore. Meshmesh Rav Akiva, bought the Kavod HaTorah. When Rav Akiva died, the Kavod HaTorah was bought. What's the Kavod HaTorah? Rashi says, the Kavod HaTorah was, he darshan every kites, every crown on every ice. That's Kavod HaTorah, showing that nothing is extra in the Torah. Everything in the Torah is not extra, is needed. Anshemaisa means the tzaddikim who could do nisim. They died with Chlim Radoisa. Chlim Radoisa, we know, had all the different nisim, like the izim who brought ze'evim on their horns, or the chaymetz, the vinegar that lit, and different maises that we have in Mesechtas Tainis. That's Chlim Radoisa. Akaponim, when he died, Anshemaisa were bottled. Rav Yosi Katnasa, Posku Chasidim, the Chasidim, no more Chasidim, no more Kashmai Katnas, so Shay Katanas, Chasidim, who's the last and the least of Chasidim, but after him, there are no Chasidim. Mishmesh Yechamazaka, a bottle Ziva Chachma. The Ziva Chachma was bottle. Rashi says on this, I don't know exactly what Ziva Chachma is. I don't know what it is. Mishmesh Yechamazaka, a bottle Kavod HaTorah, it's different than Kavod HaTorah. This Kavod HaTorah is that it says in Masechet Megillah that until he died, there was Brias Ba'olam, and he used to learn standing. He learned always standing. When he died, it was Yard Chol Shel Olam, and they had to learn sitting. So there was Bata Kavod HaTorah. It's different, two types of Kavod HaTorah. Bata Kavod HaTorah, Omeisa Tahira, Uprishus. Tahira died, Uprishus, and Precious. Now, we said right before that the Tahira was Pasku. It sounds like Tyra's Pascha later on, and here it says already from the days of Ragmi Azakin, Mesa Tahira. So the Mashah and the Rishash both speak about this, and the Mashah asks Vakasha. Mashah asks Kostum King, Kvar Koydim Churban Abayis Batal Tahira, Ragmi Azakin, Ayatuva, Makame the Churban. And it said, before in the last Mishnah, the Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, Nitol Tama Peres. So Rishash says that Mesa Tahira doesn't mean it was completely eradicated. It got schwacher. Mesa Tahira, precious. The Zivakuna is bottle. What does Zivakuna mean? So Rashi says that he was a Chacham and a Asher and El Kahanim Rav ate on his table. So Taizyon Tavas, he could have said the same thing about Zivakachma, that means Tamid Chacham ate on his table. We applied to Tarachin, Taizyon, why couldn't you say Zivakachma the same way as Zivakuna? Mishmeis Rabbi, bottle Anova of Yerushchait. When Rabbi was Nifter, it was bottle Anova and Yerushchait. Zog to Gemara. There was a Gersa that's part of the Mishnah, but Pashas is a Gemara here. Gemara, Tanabanan, Rapikas Beyahim, Mishchar Beis Mikdash, Boyshu Chaveirim. When the Beis Mikdash was Charev, so Boyshu Chaveirim, Ubnei Chayrim, the Chaveirim, the people who kept all the mitzvahs and Bnei Chayrim, the Miachasim, they became lowly in the people's eyes. V'chofu Roisham, V'nedalt Wanche Maisa. And because the Azeponim, the Mamzerim, who are the Ashirim, Rashi says, they became the strong ones. That's why Chofu Roisham, V'nedalt Wanche Maisa. No one cares about the Anche Maisa. The Govru Bali Zroya, the strong people, Ubali Loshon, the people who say Loshon Hara, Ve'im Doirish, Ve'im Vakish, no one davens for Klai Yishon, no one cares about Klai Yishon anymore, Ve'im Doirish, Ve'im Ve'im Shoyal, Al Milor Yishon, who can you rely on? We don't have a tzaddikim to rely on, no one's match for them. Al Avinu Shvashmayim, we only have the Avinu Shvashmayim to rely on. Rabbi Lezai Godo, I'm a similar, I'm a Ve'im Shchorbez Mikdash, yes, we have. Who have to rely on? Avinu Shemayim. Similar says. Let's say God. We don't say not like that. It says who do we rely on? Avinu Shemayim. Let's say God. Aimer. Meyoyim shachar beis hamikdash. Sharu chakimayim havek esfraya. He says everyone went down a level. The chachamim who were chachamim, they became like sefraya, like melamdei tenoikus, which is less than the chachamim. V'sefraya kechazinaya, and the melamdei tenoikus now on the level of chazinaya, which are the chazonim. Or like the shamashim of the shul, the chazonika amadar, or like aboyim of the shul, the chazonika amadar, and the chazonim are like amayaretz, the amayara and the amayaretz, ozlo, the dudlo, they're going even lower and lower. The ain't shoyim and vakish, and no one's asking or vakish. Amiyash on rishon, amiyash lishon, amiyash lishmaim. The only one to rely on is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ikvus Mashiach, at the end of the days, right before Mashiach, which means that on the hills of Mashiach, right when Mashiach is coming. Chutzpah Yasker, there'll be a lot of chutzpah in the world, but Yoikir Yamir, and the prices will soar up, a lot of inflation. Hagefen Titemperia, there'll be enough grapes in the world, but still Vayayim B'Yoikir. Why? Rashi says, because everyone will be Oisik Mishtois, everyone will be drinking alcohol, or snow wine. Umalchus Tapach Leminus, and the Malchus will turn into Minus, will be Koifer Hashem, and no one can give Musar, because no one is perfect, everyone has Chetam, so no one can give Musar. Beis Vad Yil is Nus. The Beis Vad means the Bati Midrashim. In those days, were out of the city. Instead of being Bati Midrashim, there'll be a place as Nus because they're out of the city. Vagolul Yacharab, the area of the Galil will be Chara. Vagavlun is a place, is the name of Mokim. Yoshim will be empty, be desolate. Vanchi Akvul, you say even from ear to ear. The people who live on the borders don't have any money. They go from ear to ear. No one's going to care about them. The Chachma is safe from Tisrach. And the Chachma is people will be disgusted in learning. The Yirei Achet Yimasum, and the Yirei Achet, people will be discussed in Yirei Achet. The Emes Teina Deres, and the Emes will be. We won't have the Emes. The Emes won't be here. The Orim Pnei Zokin Yabinu, the young ones will embarrass the Zakenim, and Zakenim Yamdu Pnei Ketanim, and the Zakenim will stand for the Ketanim. Ben Menavel Av, the son will menavel the father. Bas Kam Vima, the daughter will go against the mother, and Kala Bechemasa, and the Kala will go against her mother-in-law. Oyvei ish anche beisei. The enemy is a person will be his own household. Pnei ador ke pnei akelev. The pnei ador, the face of ador, will be like pnei akelev. What does that mean? The Rashi in Sanhedrin says it means that they will be like pnei akelev, not going to embarrass from each other. But the Yedua from Shaul Slanter says that the pnei ador ke pnei akelev means like this. When you see a kelev walking, it looks like, you know, the kelev is leading the master around. The kelev turns here, the master turns there. Look, the kelev is schlepping the master around. But we know who's really schlepping the, who's really leading the kelev. It's the one holding the string. It's the same thing. The zakenim adar will be like the pnei kelev. It looks like they're running klai yisrael, but really it's the balabatim running klai yisrael. They're holding the string. That's what Rav Salanter says. That means the pnei kelev kepnei adar, which means they won't have their own power. They're going to be on a string like a kelev. Haben in misyavish ma'av, a son is not going to be embarrassed from the father. Va'ami va'ma yesh lo lishon. What can we rely on? What's the only constant we rely on? Alavinu shavishvayim, on our Father in heaven, our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zok the Gemara vayter. Omer Rav loishonu ela shel melach v'gofres. The whole halacha, they now that we are crown. This crown, let's say Atarah's chasanim, it's only if it's made out of melach v'gofres. It's so Rashi says, in our Torah, Isim Even, then I have stone shamelach, stone of salt, shutzol, it's like clear, ke'even, habadayalach, like a crystal. And they paint it with pictures with gophers, with sulfur. That type of, I guess, that's a very fancy crown. But if you make it out of hadas, which is myrtles, or verad, the roses, that's mutter. But Shmuel am afshah hadas shah verad aser. In time of the korban, hadas and verad also aser. So konim shachelas mutter. Konim, which is reeds, and chelas is mutter. For Levi Omer, afshah konim and shachelas aser. Levi says even shal konim and chelas, which is a type of reeds or rubber, even that's aser. V'chein tani Levi mestita afshah konim and shachelas aser. Even shal konim v'shachelas is aser. This special crown that was worn then is not allowed to be worn anymore, even if it's made of konim of chelas. This is a teres chasanim. Vala Eirus, my Eirus, Om Rav Loza, Tavlo Decha Puma. It's a bell, Rastor, it's a bell with one clapper. And that type of music was awesome, even by a chasana. Rav Barav Huna, Ovid Le Libre, Tambura. He made for his son a tambura. He made for his son this tambourine, which is like this plate which has little metal beads on it, and they bang it together and it makes music. So also Avua Tavre, father came and broke it. The sound sounds similar to the Eros, which is this bell with one clapper. It sounds similar to that. Zil Ovid Le'apuma D'chatzva. If you want to play something like tambourine, play drums, play it on the top of a barrel, or Yapuma D'chapiza. Or a kapiza is not the size of a barrel, but it's something that holds three lugim. It's a different type of can. You can bang on this can, but don't bang with the tambourine. It says, B'puma Shaltitis Gozu Ataras Kalas. The second siege, they were going there on Ataris Kalas, the crowns of a Kala. My Ataris Kalas. Om Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yechon, Ir Shel Zav. It was like a picture of an Ir Shel Zav. Some say it's Yerushalayim. It was a painting or a carving of Yerushalayim on the crown. That was the Issa for the Kala. Taina Mahochi, Ezo Ataris Kalas. What's the Tar of a Kala? Ir Shel Zav. Ava Oiso is a Kippa Shel Milas. But you could do a Kippa Shel Milas. Milas is made out of Tzemer. It's made out of material. That is mutter to do. You're allowed to make a crown of Milas, like Rashi's Kep and Semer. Tana, Afa Chuppas Chasanim Gozu. They also goes on Chuppas Chasanim. What's Chuppas Chasanim? I guess I'm talking about a canopy. My Chuppas Chasanim, Zuhiru Samuzaeves. It's a canopy that made the war on the head that is like a talus, Tzavua Shani. It was a red talus, and on it you had these strings of gold until it stands up like a kippah. Tainam Ha'achi, Eilin Chuppas Chasanim, Zuhiru Samuzaeves. Ava Oiso, but you're allowed to do a papyrus, you're allowed to make a kippah out of wood sticks, like it's rashes like Moshano Oisim, but tell him about sneef from the days off, Moshano Oisim. I guess that means like a regular chup like we have. But tell about Komas years, you could add anything you want to it. So it comes out, they now wear a chos is not wear any crown, it's talking a minig, a chos does not wear a crown, but the kala is allowed to wear a crown that's made out of a tzemer, it's talking a minig, a lot of times a girl wears a crown, but they can't wear a fancy crown with the ear shows off. And the chuppah is mutter, like it says here, a certain type of chuppah was mutter, chuppah is chasanim, whatever that is, in those days, seems like maybe similar to us, but it can be made out of gold, talus, and things like that, but it can be made out of wooden sticks with a covering on top of it. Shloyuma is b'nayivonis. It said, by the sect, by Titus, they made a takana, Shloyuma is b'nayivonis. Not teach your children yivonis. Like we said, it means chachmas yivonis, which means the Lashon Chachma, they spoke a special way. The noblemen spoke the special dialect of Yavon. That's what you couldn't do. The Gemara brings a ma'is, Torah b'anam. Kshetzaru malchei beis chashmanoi zeh azeh. When the malchei beis chashmanoi were fighting with each other, there was a civil war, Horkinus, one brother was outside Yerushalayim. Varis Tubulus, Mifnim. Aristobulus was inside. Every day, the Beisik was still there, and they had to bring a Talmud every day. But they couldn't bring in any animals from outside Yerushalayim because there was a siege. So every day, they used to send a whole pail of dinarim in a pail over the wall, umalem tamidim. And they sent them inside sheep for tamidim. Hayisham zokenecher, it was zokenecher inside Yerushalayim, so yamakir b'chachma chachos Yevanis. He recognized, he knew how to talk the special dialect of Yevanis. Laz lahem b'chachmas Yevanis. He was meramis to the people outside the wall with chachmas Yevanis. No one knew what he was saying. Amar lahen, and he told them, kozmancha iskim avoida, as long as the avoida is going to be mismikdash, ain't nimsar v'yadchem. It will not be nimsar, that you're not going to be able to win the siege, win the war. Lamachar, so the next day, Shushlam Darim, the Darim Bakupa, they sent over the dinarim over the wall, the Helu Lahem, they sent back a Chazir. A Chazir sent back instead of a sheep. Kivan Shagir Lakhati Khaima Noat Sabanov, when it was coming down the wall, it dug its nails into the wall. Nizdaz the Eretz Yisrael Abmeir Parsa. The whole Eretz Yisrael shook to the earthquake 400 parsa. Rash says the covered of a Karish Baruch Hu, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. Or Adam Shiyagdal Chazirim. First of all, or anyone who's Megadal Chazirim, but or Adam Shiyamadal Levnai Chachmas Yevanis. And it's also for someone to teach their children Chachmas Yevanis. Stop over here. So what?
Watch out to the pig.
Watch out to the pig, because they sent the pig. I guess they want the Zekla Maisa. No, Yevanis, because he was Ramis to them with Chachmas Yevanis. So this story sounds like Rashi on the Mishnah that said that when they were going to Chavos Yevanis was a time of the Chashmonaim's fight. Everyone there was very angry at Rashi. Rashi really has a confidence in Gemara. So what do the other Rishonim learn? Titus means the second siege at Aspasionis, which means right before Korban Beis Hamikdash. How do you get Titus to Gemara? You see already there was a Gzeira on Chavos Yevanis 100 years before that. So this Titus and Baba Kama that Febez asked this Kasha, and he answers that, of course, 100 years ago they made this takana, but it wasn't mekubal until the days of Titus. It was not mekubal until later on, and that's the free way Taisus learns the Mishnah, that Titus means later, so it wasn't mekubal until the days of Titus. Rashi learns taka when it says Titus, it means the earlier gzeira of this gzeira. Val oisa sha'a sheninu maiso ba oimer megina srifim v'shtei lechem bikas ein soiker. That the taka at that time, when they couldn't get out of, there was a siege all around Yerushalayim, so usually you're supposed to bring the oimer, that's the sa'irim they bring to be makir the carbon oimer on Pesach. It's supposed to be brought from right near Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it says caramel, it has to be very fresh. And the only time it's very fresh, you bring it right out of Yerushalayim. If you bring it from far away, it gets dried out. So there's a mitzvah to bring out dafka oimer from there, but at that time they couldn't reach all the way there, so therefore they brought the oimer from Gina Srifim, which was far away. And Shteilechem, Kasein Soiker also, Shteilechem, there was no Din Carmel there, but it would have been Eim Aviram on mitzvahs to pass by the Lechem, the place where they get the Lechem, therefore they still have to go from far away. Frank Marakasha, Eini, Va'amar Rebbe, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi. He's telling me now that I learn Chachmas Yevanis. Faith thing like this, I'm a Rebbe, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama. He used to say, why would you talk Lashon Sursi in Eretz Yisrael? Sursi was a certain dialect of Aramish, of Aramaic. He says, why would you talk that? Talk a much nicer language. Ela'i Lashon Akarish, Lashon Yevanis. Either talk Lashon Akarish, Lashon Yevanis. You see nothing wrong Lashon Yevanis. And Rebbe says the same thing above. Aramish is above. Lashon Rami Lama. Why are you talking Aramish? Ela'i Lashon Akarish, Lashon Parsi. Either talk Lashon Akarish, or Lashon Parsi, means Lashon Sursi. So, but come on, you see, what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said, you should talk Lashon Yevanis, because it's a nice language. So why are we saying we made a takana? No, Chachmas Yevanis, we see, Rebbe said, Dafka talk that language. And for the Gemara, Lashon Yevanis Lachud, v'Chachmas Yevanis Lachud. There's a big difference between Lashon Yevanis and Chachmas Yevanis. Chachmas Yevanis is a special dialect of a nobleman that you should not learn. But the regular Greek language, that's fine. What's found in the pasuk that he said, "Eini oilo l'nafshi mikol benois iri," that my eyes are crying incredibly for all the benois iri. What was the story? Elaf yilodim haybeis abba. My father in his house had 1,000 children, like the whole family, the royal family was 1,000 children. Chamesh meis lomdu tyra, 500 of them learned tyra. V'chamesh meis lomdu chakmas yevanis, and 500 learned chakmas. I guess the same time they switched off. 500 learning Chavos Yevanis. Leishdari Mehen, only one was left, Dr. Rabbi Shimon Gamil, Ani, Kan, Uben Achi Abba, and my father's brother's son, basically my first cousin, Ba'asya. So you see that they learned Chachmas Yevanis. It says Chachmas Yevanis. And for the Gemara, Shayin Shavuos Gamil, the Krevel Malchus, the special hetta for the Krevel Malchus, which the Rishonim say there was no Gezerah on the Krevel Malchus to learn Chachmas Yevanis. The Tanya, we looked at a brisa, a similar idea. Masapra kumi, a special haircut called masapra kumi, where they shave off the front and leave a big bush over here in the back. Harez of darke emari, sim of darke emari. And it says, Avtulus ben Reuven, etiru l'sapra kumi, the lamb that has a good haircut, shukarv l'malchus, because he was makurv l'malchus, shukarv l'malchus. He's makurv l'malchus, therefore they allowed it. Now, the Rishonim talk about, it's really, in the case of Mishnah really, talks about it in the Rambam, that if this is Mdarka Emari, the Raisa will be the heter of Karav Lamalchus. If Mesapa Kumi is Darka Emari, which might be Issa the Raisa, it will be the heter. So he says the heter is because it's Atzal's Klal Yisrael. That's why it's Mutter to B'makim of, B'makim that it's Karav Lamalchus, Atzal's Klal Yisrael is Mutter. But some say it's only Issa the Rabbanon, this didn't Mesapa Kumi, and therefore they were Matir B'makim Karav Lamalchus. So basically, this price is saying this idea that basically meal was mutter out craving malchus. No, they all died because of the korban. This pshat the korban. It wasn't the cause of an einish on that. The whole klai saw that. He said I got it hit very badly, like by a holocaust. A lot of people left only them in the family. They all got killed. So it's talking about this pasuk is a pasuk in Eicha. I'm pretty sure. It's pasuk, and Eicha Gimel. It's talking about the Chorban. He's saying that pasuk going on me who lost so much of the family. But Pumas the Akron goes, so it takes a Kalabar period. My timer, this is going on the end of that line that says that there are Banu where Tiru, but Isaiah to go out in that period. Why? Mishum Sneusa. It's Sneus for the Kal to go out in the carriage and not in front of everyone else. Mishum Mesu Yechonim Batla HaChachma. When Rabbi Yechonim died, Batla HaChachma. Tanu Abanon. So it said, Rabbi Yechon died, Batla HaChachma, the Chachma died with him. When he died, Chachma died with him. Zok the Gemara, Mishmeis Rabbi Eliezer, Nignas Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah was Nignas. Why? Rabbi Eliezer was a bucky in all the Shmuas. They all were like written on a Sefer, like a photographic memory. Everything was like written on a Sefer, all in his head. So when he died, Nignas Sefer Torah. Mishmeis Rabbi Shua, Batla Eitza Machshava. Which means, like Rashi explained, Rav Shua had a koyach against the minim. He always had what to answer. So when he died, batla itza machshava. Mishmeis Rav Akiva, batla zraya taira. The zraya taira died. The zraya taira, Rashi says, means oimik svara. He knew the taimei taira shva peh and to stel tzu to the psukim. So when Rav Akiva died, batla zraya taira. And the me'anus chachma. And the me'anus chachma, the wellsprings of chachma died with him. They got fashed up. Mishmeis was a rezaria, batla ataris chachma. Shataris chacham ashram. Because the Rabbeinu Zari not only was a big time chacham, he was very wealthy. And for chacham, the wealth is a crown because this way people respect him, and he has what the tiny. He's a chacham. So a teres chacham ashram. Mishmeis chinam adayis about the anshe maisa. All the nisim, like we said before in the Mishnah. Mishmeis abba yosi ben katnusa about the chasidim. Look, abba yosi ben katnusa. Shei mektani chasidim. He was the smallest one for chasidim. Mishmeis ben azay about the shakanim. The masvidim died. Mishmeis ben zayim about the darshanim. The darshanim were darshan the psukim. Died with him. Mishmeis b'shem umil, Allah gavoi, a certain type of locust. There's a plague of locusts. Rabbi tzaris, a lot of tzaris. Mishmeis Rebbe, hukbulu tzaris, even more tzaris. Mishmeis Rebbe, says in Mishnah, batla anava v'yiras chet. Omli Rav Yosef atana, loy tisni anava. Take out anava from the Mishnah. Why? Dika anava, because me, I'm an anav, so it wasn't batla anava Rebbe. I'm much more years after Rebbe, and I'm an anav. So take that out of the Mishnah. So the kasha is, when he has that anava, he's saying, I know. So the Mashal says, interesting. He says, if there's a mistake in the Mishnah, I got to tell you the truth. I don't want a mistake in the Mishnah, so I'm anava. That's how he learns. Others learn that a real anivus is, if you know what anivus is, so then you can say you're anav. There is a mechurish to kapshat, it says, the ika anah. Anah is the name of a chacham. The ika anah, there's someone anah who is an anav. They also speak out there. Rav Yosef, who couldn't see, and he's trying to say, look, you know, I have all the sorrows, look at big time of Chacham, that's an onav. Onav is, he knows, don't take anything for granted. Only Rav Nachman, Latan, Eloi sister, Yiris Chet, the Ika Anav, because also, that there's me who's Yiris Chet, don't be Gairis that. Hadra Allah, Egla, Rufa, Stiklam, Zach, Saita, Mazel Tov.